Okay, I'm laughing at this comment. Simon Chinyam, a big shout out to you. Simon says, yeah, to Aikara Koko Group 3, number, you know, almost trying to improve group 5, you know, move them upwards. Nganga Alenga Chongwe is quite cold. I was saying, people like Wambokutala, Makamaka Forever Fiashi, let's stay warm. And if you've got babies, and I keep seeing this all the time, and I hate seeing this, people with barely a month old baby at the mall. There was always this big ceremony when babies were let out like this. Not Tukula. I've seen people like with babies, guys, they see dust. Plus, it's cold. Wait for the right. And you want to show that. Please ask your elders, consult your elders if you're not sure when the right time is to take that poor baby out into the open. Suleiman Ntenga, good morning, Ramdan. How are you doing today? I love that name, by the way. Miriam Sarisho, big shout out to you. Regan Warrior, tuned in from Chingolan. Mark Kanyiso, listening from Avondale in Lusaka. Mark gives a big shout out to Woodward Mulamba, Goma Mpashi, Dwight Sinyangwe, Zachary Zulu, Bernadette Buleti, Kafula, Bill J. Chibudan, of course, Andrew Nwenya. Nice one. Annie Sakala, hello. Peter Munga, big shout out to you from KBW. Chisoni Tembo, Kuchongwe, na kutana Kuchongwe. Stay warm. Stay warm, Mwemena Chongwe. Grant Ryashi. Hold on a sec. Ryashi Rishala Mwawa. Okay, fine. Palavo Mpondo. Wachi Nekunse Namukati. Good morning. A big shout out to you. Judy Kalunga Mwape. How are you doing? And then, of course, last one. Victor Monga listening to the funk from Livala South. Livala South is listening to that. So night travel ban has been lifted. You guys used to know, I used to rant about lifting the night travel ban. Of course, this is in line with the 24-hour economy. I lobbied, guys, for the lifting of the travel ban. Yeah, it just didn't make sense. I know people were like, no, I'm an accident. And you learn, people. You don't throw everything out with the bathwater. Even the biggest story now, the Artemis, too. Remember, people have died, but they continued. You learn. You don't throw out everything. The water, the baby with the bathwater, as the analogy says. So businesses, by the way, not forced to operate 24/7. It's just a guide. So I know I've heard of a group 5 complaining, no, I'm a minibus station. And no, the minibuses are not going to move 24/7. They can if they see the need, remember, because now the law will allow them to. Okay, well, fine. Our Nesu, Kwama massage parlors have been operating for 24 hours. Look, don't ask me. Damwana say when you're driving, there are signs everywhere. Massage parlor open 24 hours. So don't ask me how I know that. Okay, so which means even at 0247, you can go and get a massage. Now, if you go to La Shani, send them out. Just a sweetheart, nice. So not all sectors, remember, are suited for a 24-hour economy. I love some neighborhood shops, especially the neighborhood shops. They operate like really, really late. I was telling you guys last week, why do I have my shawarma 24 hours? Car washers 24 hours. Barbershop, I've seen a 24-hour barbershop in the neighborhood. You get car. New York is one of the few major cities actually in the world with non-stop public transport. Yeah, 24 hours. So find your niche, okay? If you're a business person, find your niche, take advantage, and start working 24 hours, night and day, day and night.
you want to be more old school? Then you've come to the right place.
These beats are sizzling hot.
Okay, my word. That song actually reminds me of a variety show, 1980. Yeah, Mufle of Secondary School. I had my dance partner. Mr. B, how are you doing? Haven't seen you in a long time. I hope you're keeping well. And here's the thing, guys. I know millennials and about two people will argue, but guys, you can combine Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Rihanna together. They can never be as big as Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson used to have concerts where he turns up on stage 5 minutes. He's not moving. People are faint.